Blog Talk Radio.
I don't even want to fucking talk to these niggas.
Yeah.
Let's just show them.
Yeah.
I feed dead rappers the dead of night to get a sight. Go shit, that's why I never write by time. Not get a refund, nigga. You can make a movie and not get a rerun, nigga.
See that?
But you can make a scene and I make a buck. My CeeLo's, treat him like a kilo. Cut him or tape him up. I ain't the killer type, I'm the villa type. Black tuxedo and the Porsche is vanilla white. I can't even pillow fight. Guns in the pillowcase. Trying to count the old bills, the shit's got the low face. Start with a low weight, start with a couple rhymes. I did the shit once, I can do it a couple times.
I'm in.
My nigga look at me now. It's a show, not chill when they booking me now. Wolf King, fuck around and get you put in the ground. Be the best out, it's no need for looking around.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
Big man with the muscles, I can all put the razor to him. Silverback, brains on the wall like Gorilla Glue. Cross any one of my niggas, I don't care how you do him. Send his cold body back home, I don't care how you throw him. Brother cousin used to work with him, I don't care how you know him. Send my main bitch to go fuck him, I don't care how she screw him. Plant-based, vegan or beef, I don't care how you chew him. Locks got too many fucking hits, it's hard to pull. Been underrated, but the streets, they got us so warm. I'm like, thank you, cuz, just because. Fame and money bring jealousy, that's what it does. Niggas lie on IG just to get a buzz. Someone his college paid off, so I gave it to him. Sent my nigga money in jail, it just made it to him. Cross me, suck my dick, if you related to him. And when I'm dead and gone, just be glad you know.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't gotta talk behind his back,
yeah.
Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him. First time seeing some profit, it was amazing to him. Now he want one of my watches, so I gave it to him. You just keep the gun in your pocket, that's good behavior to him. He ain't even gotta repay me, that's just a favor to him. Reason that they worship the God, I'm like a savior to him. Sometimes I give it to him harsh, at least I gave it to him. Told my man they in the air, then they made it to him. Dance with the devil one time, now I'm related to him. From the dirt to the muddy waters, yeah I made it to him. Couple flicks, couple money orders, so I gave it to him. Mom, Dukes, wifey and my daughters try to cater to him. As soon as some things cross the border, yeah I gave it to him. You already know, cop and go, that's how Jada do him. Look him in his eyes, be a man about it, say it to him. Then again, you'll probably do it how I hated it. Silence for 10 years, I put the potato to him.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. Why you hating and being jealous? You could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more light. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want us down. Ooh. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say a
prayer. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
think we bow our head
up. Oh, but I know God is more than she did.
Jelly.
God is great.
side, they just praying that I crash. Cause those guys, they don't wanna see you last. That Jacob $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer, divide niggas. Wrong side of the position, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big calm, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send him on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They count in the shops. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is enough. Oh, yes, he did. Against me, I could crack the Benchy. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'ma have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlocks, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture with a twin, everyday fact. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced safe sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They count in the shops. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, Goo?
Yes, he did.
Where we at, Goo? Please Lord forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Re. Bronze, a rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the split is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy, what the business is? We push you 50 like fitting all, the shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a hump, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold to those you call kingpin. If those are drug lords, then who are we then? Hov is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box to try to throw me in. With great ceremony in. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloking them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. I be speaking to the souls of men. Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick the snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike. Really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on these roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters. Working pro bono for him as a favor cause I thrown them limbs. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new planes getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They the fuck around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. It's a song Jesus turned water to wine for whole bitches took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Whole big, they say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road dead. I see a lot of hovin' gigs. Me and me can never beef, I sweep that nigga from a whole big. Hove dead. Next time we have a discussion, who the ghost, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's some passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God it's down.
Come on, man.
But look at us now. They count us out. They didn't think that we were making up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is now. Oh, yes, he did.
Bitch, I'm me. I'm me. I'm me. Baby, I'm me. So who you? You're not me. You're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking gas money millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm still a motherfucking gas money millionaire. Last year they had the Grammys and left me in Miami. Sleeping on a nigga like I'm rapping in my jammies. I'm rapping when you sleep, I was rapping when you were in jammies. Mel Gibson flow, lethal weapon, book 'em Danny. I'm a monster, I tell you, Monster Wayne. I have just swallowed the key to the house of pain. Now I'm stuck here to deal with the house's pain. Fuck with me, I would feel like the house's pain. Let's go. Niggas don't wanna see me cause I'm better and bold. The only time I will depend is when I'm 70 years old. That's when I can't hold my shit within, so I shit on myself cause I'm so sick and tired of shit on everybody else. I'm trying to tell you like I'm saying something. I'm from the dirty like the bottom of my pants cuffs. And there nothing gon' stop me, so just envy it. Hey, I'll accept a friendly quit. Yeah, I'm me. I'm me. Bitch, I'm me. Baby, I'm me. So who you? Fuck you. You're not me. And I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking cash money millionaire. I know that ain't fair, but I don't care. I am a motherfucking cash money millionaire.
Fucking with me, man. Hey, you already know that pimpin'. Cash money breakfast where dreams come true. Yeah.
Somebody gon' die tonight.
Hey, you already know that pimpin'.
Hey, it's cash money records, man, a lawless game.
Peace, y'all. What's good? I'm in the zone tonight. Almost dropped another one on y'all. Nah, I'm just messing with y'all. Peace out there. Peace, peace. Life is funny. Yeah, I'm just going to get right into the show. Listen, updates for today. Appreciate y'all showing up and showing out. Peace in the chat. Peace on the call line. Tuesday we had a good show. Got some feedback on that, and I'm gonna pick up kind of on the same sentiment, but I'm not gonna go over and tie everything back together. So I'm just gonna jump in. But be on the lookout. January 1st, we're gonna have a discounted webinar. You know, I haven't decided the topic yet. Forgive me. I'm still flooded with the website stuff. So if you haven't known, if you don't know, our website is under construction. We're revamping a lot of different things and reorganizing everything for next year, so at least the next fiscal year. So without no further ado, I know I already took up some time, so let's get right into it. Tonight I want to talk about this right here. What is it right here? Is it gonna come up? One second. I think I just kind of lost my place again. In any instance, I wanted to talk. Oh, that's what it was. I want to talk about the arrest without warrant stuff, and that's what I'm gonna pick up on tonight. If I can find my place, I really did misplace my screen. All right, I'm back to it. All right, y'all. As always, I try to look at some of this stuff from the state of Florida. That's where we are. So I'll put this in the chat for y'all, so if y'all want to see it, y'all can, you know, tag along or whatever. Alright, yeah, so we're just going to look at the arrest without warrant. I was breaking down the citations on Tuesday. We didn't get to the meat and potatoes of it. So you can definitely continue to do your research. I gave you a little foundation, some place to start, so you can go from there. All right. I want to talk about this section right here. If you went to the YouTube channel, you'll see that we had something up for false arrest. And this ties into it, right? I'm not going to be able to go into every aspect, but I'll toss some things out so y'all can go searching for yourself. All right. So when arrest by officer without warrant is lawful, not legal, lawful, all right? So a law enforcement officer may arrest a person without a warrant. Pay attention. That's not what the Constitution says, right? But this is what they're saying in the codified version of the law. The person has committed a felony or misdemeanor or violated a municipal or county ordinance in the presence of the officer. That's number one, right? An arrest for the commission of a misdemeanor or the violation of a municipal or county ordinance shall be made immediately or in fresh pursuit. All right, that's number one. So basically they're saying if you're going to go and violate the code right in front of their officers, the officer has a right to go ahead and just put hands on you. All right, so that's number one. Number two, it says a felony has been committed and he or she reasonably believes that the person committed it. Now, you know, I guess I have to pull it up. Let me see if I can pull it up, because most of y'all may not know this. So let me pull it up. It's up on the internet or not. let's see. All right, so this is it. All right, so let me tell you what it's supposed to be so you can understand why we're reading this. All right, so this is what it's supposed to be. Pay attention. And this is coming straight from the Florida Constitution. All right, so the right of the people to be secured in their persons, to be secured in their houses, to be secured in their papers, and to be secured in their effects against unreasonable, right? They use reasonable, but they said unreasonable seizures, stop, that's detainment, right? And searches, right? As a violation of your property shall not be violated. So unreasonable seizures and searches shall not be violated. And no warrants issued, right? No warrants shall be issued but upon probable cause. So we're talking about unreasonable, we're talking about probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation. So this warrant has to have oath or affirmation, right? Particularly describing the place or places to be searched. So they got to tell you what to go look at, and the person or persons, and the thing or things to be seized. So they're clearly telling us that they can't touch your body, they can't touch your property, and they damn sure have no right to stop you in your transition from one space to another. You can't do that unless they have probable cause. Now, I'm going to try my best to go over some of these things, but when I started to look at this today, actually, right now, I don't believe in committing any energy to these codes, so forgive me when I speak like that, but I'm just letting you know that a lot of people get hung up on these things, and the reality is it's meant to drown you, right? The codes are so long. This one chapter has 16 components or 16 parts to it, right? All the way down to 16, right? And it's just talking about an arrest by an officer without an affidavit. I mean, without a warrant. When is that lawful? And in the Constitution that I just read for y'all, if I can find that back. What was that? Right here. They did that in literally one run-on sentence. One run-on sentence. They did that in one run-on sentence. All right? So, number two just kind of threw me because they get into this reasonably, right? So it says a felony has been committed and he or she reasonably believes. So what's reason? We have to figure out what these things are. So before I get into reason, let's see what reasonable means, right? It says here just, proper, suitable, ordinary, fair, usual. The term reasonable is a generic and relative one and applies to that which is appropriate for a particular situation. Right? So it's generic. Now, here's what bothers me. They said it's fair, it's just, it's usual, right? In all reality, I'm imagining that they probably hoarded up millions and millions of people over different lifetimes to get to these ordinary, these just, these fair reasonings, right? Like, it's just crazy to me how they play on these words, and that's why you get caught up with these legalese if you don't know what you're doing, right? They have one here about the law of negligence, and I'm going to read it for the purpose of just reading it so I can point out some stuff. But you're never in a good place, right, when they start to use the same word that you're trying to get a definition for in the definition. So just pay attention. In the law of negligence, the reasonable person, we're trying to find out what reasonable is, right? But you're going to give me back the reasonable person. There is a standard, right? Is the standard of care that a reasonably, get it? Reasonably prudent person would observe under a given set of circumstances. Now, I read this for the purpose of that comment that I made. If you're not going to do an assessment, put these people in an actual situation under the same set of circumstances and look at the actual facts of how people deal with the situation, then it's kind of hard for you to make these claims about being fair, being proper, being just, right? So an individual who subscribes to such standards can avoid liability for negligence. That's what the officer needs to do. He needs to do his damn job, right? So he can avoid liability, right? So similarly, a reasonable act, see, here we go again, is that which might fairly and properly be required of an individual. Fairly and properly. We all come from all different walks of life. Don't put somebody else's nothing on me. That's all I'm trying to tell you, all right? So reasonable. In law, it's just, rational, appropriate, ordinary, or usual in the circumstances. Usual. It may refer to care, cause, compensation, doubt, and a host of other actions or activities. It's crazy. All right, reasonable. It means conformable or agreeable to reason. Conformable, agreeable. There's a lot of things that's going on in society that I don't agree with. But because they're clamping down on your ability to even voice your opinion, I guess by not saying anything, we all conform, right? All right, pay attention. An award must be reasonable for it if it be of things in and of themselves and offer no advantage to either of the parties. I don't know what they're going for with that one. All right. So I had to go to probable because we had to go on the other side of the fence. We need to know what probable means. So probable, that which has the appearance of truth. Pay attention. It has the appearance of truth. That's why they open with it, right? But this is where they come back to these play on words. They say that which appears to be founded in reason. We all don't think the same. And this is all they give for this particular definition. That's it. Two separate statements, right? That which has the appearance of truth. Like if you caught me in the act of stealing, I probably was stealing, right? That might be true. And then some of this is deduced based on the appearance of reason, right? All right. So That's probable. So let me go back to something. I clicked on this because I wanted to find a root word of reasonable. So that's reason. So let's see what reason is, because they're using it for probable. By reason is usually understood that power by which we distinguish truth from falsehood. Wait. By reason, we distinguish truth from false and right from wrong. And by which we are enabled to combine means for the attainment of particular ends. So they can combine these means for a particular end. Yeah, I want to lock this person up, so everything looks suspicious to me. So I'm going to just go with, you know, everything looks suspicious, so I went ahead and locked them up. So know this, because this is what separates a lot of us. A man deprived of reason is not criminal. Not criminally responsible for his acts, nor can he enter into any contract, because he's what? He's a lunatic, right? He's crazy. Reason is called the soul of life, of the law, the soul of the law. Reason is the soul of the law, for when the reason ceases, the law itself ceases. Pay attention, all right? I don't want to read this long-ass portion. Let me see if there's anything. No, I'm not going to go through that. But that's it for reason, right? So at the end of the day, they're telling you there's a difference between the truth and what might. So there's the truth and then there's the speculated truth, right? So that's what we're running from. So let's see where they go next. So number three, he or she reasonably believes that a felony has been or is being committed and that the person to be arrested has committed or is committing it. Now, just pay attention. You're either in the act of something or you've done something, because ED means past tense. It's already happened. Or I caught you in the act. But I have to see you doing these things, right? And now, let me say this. I don't have the code offhand to run to it. If y'all know it in the chat, y'all can put it in the chat for me and I'll pull it up. But there's a code that says all, let me see if I can Google it. It says all laws are commercial, right? Are commercial, I think in nature or something like that. Something like that. I'm not going to find that code. But somebody find that code for me and get it to me. If not today, we'll go over it another time. But I know I've come across it before, and it lists out everything. So, you know, y'all have to do some investigation, which is why we're going over this. First, I showed you all, there's a video up on YouTube that shows you how to, if you're violated by these police officers, how you can start to put a stop to the violation. So that's the reason why I'm going over these arrests without warrants, because that's a straight violation. It's against the Constitution. And a lot of us suffer from that. So the reality is, what I want to focus on is not so much public or private. I want to focus on what people have to deal with in their everyday lives. And what we deal with in our everyday lives is the fact that you run the risk as soon as you get into your vehicle and you get on the road of being arrested, falsely arrested by that, and falsely prosecuted. So we're trying to address these issues so that you can stand on your square and defend yourself, right? If a man has rights, he has to be able to defend them. If a man says he has rights and can't defend them, then he has no rights. So I'm giving you the tools that, one, shows you exactly what they're supposed to do. So go back over the citation call that we did on Tuesday and learn in depth what they're supposed to do, when they're supposed to turn the citations over, how they're supposed to manage those things, what role the police is supposed to play, so on and so forth. Because I try to teach y'all not to go into their buildings. Court is on paper. I know people throw those things around, but they don't know how to teach y'all how to actually stand on that principle, right? A lot of them teach y'all to alter contracts, which, again, draws you into that sphere where now you're, you know, responsible for playing a role, being a defendant specifically, and for showing up and showing out when they demand it of you, right? So as they do in their summons. So without going into too much more of the back end of it, right now I'm trying to show you that you all are being harassed daily. And if you're being harassed daily, the only thing, sensible thing, see, now we're going to go into reasonable, right? The only reasonable thing to do is to put a stop to it, especially if it's unwanted, right? So if I don't want to be stopped every time I'm traveling in my private capacity, all I need to do is put one of these individuals in their respective place. And once I do that, it's going to cause for a change, right? At least for me individually, in how they're going to interact with me and so on and so forth. So here's what you need to understand. The video I put up literally shows you exactly what you need to write to sue them. So an officer does anything, and I mean anything, because they're all violations. You run a traffic light, that's not a criminal act, right? That's not. That's an ordinance. That's a regulation, right? Has no right to stop you. Has no right to arrest you. Not for that. You didn't break any laws, right? So if you can stand on your square, first thing you have to do, and let me walk y'all through it, and I'll probably do a webinar on this at some point, but you know, I try to give you all the information for free so you can take it and run with it, right? So up front, you want to make sure if you're engaged with a traffic citation, I'll deviate for a second. If you're engaged in a contract negotiation, let me say it that way, which is presented to you as a traffic citation, you have to get rid of that issue first. I'm not going to tell you how to get rid of that issue. I'm just telling you, you need to resolve that before you can maximize the template that's in that video that I showed y'all. And people out here are selling those things for thousands of dollars. I gave it to y'all for free. I don't know if y'all appreciate it, but it's there for free, right? And that's a document that has proven its worth. It's again, like I told you, people are selling other people's work. So once you get rid of that issue, and then you follow our administrative protocol, which I teach y'all, right, which is about a seven-step process, you implement that, and you can go after the police officer. So when you actually go to their building, you are going in to either collect your payment, right, or just to process the fact that the case has been, I mean, for summary default judgment, sorry, that you already won the case, right, or both, right, depending on how you're dealing with it. So either way, you're going in to go collect a check. Now, what does that do for the regular Joe Schmo? What that does for the regular Joe Schmo is it takes one more of those officers off of the street who are constantly overreaching and overstepping their boundaries. So you do society a huge favor by addressing these officers, because others who can't address them would not be able to do what you're doing. So at the end of the day, once an officer's bond is tapped, it's over for them. They can't be a police officer anymore. And that's what you're basically going after. So best way, and I told people before, the best use of, and I actually, did I say it? I got to be careful, because some stuff I try to hold for the webinars and stuff like that. But I think I told y'all to be very mindful of how you pursue the template, right? There's an easy way, and then there's really, really a lot of difficult ways to go after it. So just be mindful. But the template works, and it's there, and it's available. I gave it to y'all for free. There's no charge, right? And like I said, I know for a fact, you may know it as this. I'll go into it. Let me tell you what the officer is doing. I'll go into it. This is what y'all all know. All right, so this is what it is. I'll put this in there. This is one of them. I'm putting this in the chat for y'all. I'm going to read it real quick. All right, I got to minimize this one. I'm trying to find my, actually, I'm on the same page. Sorry, y'all. All right, so this is one of the codes that everybody needs to be aware of. Right. And this is where all of this stems from, because this is what is actually happening when you're arrested without any of the things cited in the Constitution. So if two or more persons conspire to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate any person in any state, if two or more persons conspire. Now, last Tuesday, I went through an entire list, because a lot of people don't know about the citations, right? So I went through the entire list, and I told y'all that there was more than the officer involved in the citations. We listed off several different individuals and agencies. So I think there were five in total. So pay attention, right? So this definition, they already started off because you're like, well, what if it's just one officer? This doesn't mean that he's conspiring. Well, there's five agencies involved, and the conspiracy took place before he stopped you. All right? So pay attention. If two or more persons conspire to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district in the free exercise, free. What is it? Free. Don't cost you nothing. Or enjoyment, right, of any right. First of all, I just told you, if you can't stand on your square to defend your rights, you have none, right? First of all, they're talking about rights. So here they're showing you public and private, right? Because they're going to say, or privilege. So that's the public part, right? So you want to be on the privileges, right? Secured to him by what? The Constitution or laws of the U.S. or because of his having so exercised the same, right? That's your choice. That's your duty to just be free. So if two or more person go in disguise on the highway, now we're talking about police, right? We're on the highways. They're in disguise. They're impersonating an officer, right? They're in disguise, people. They're not officers. They're impersonating officers, all right? Or on the premises of another. They come to your house sometimes, all right? With intent to prevent or hinder his free exercise, again, or enjoyment of any rights or privilege so secured. So this is what they say. They shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both. So look, you have the ability to put somebody in check for 10 years to get fined or both. This is what they're telling you right here. If you just know how to just stand on your square. So, and if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section, and we know there's been a lot of deaths. Impersonated people got shot, right? Regular people got shot by impersonating officers, right? Got kneeled on. All right. Of this section, or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap. Y'all get arrested. False arrest is kidnapping. Pay attention. Of aggravated sexual abuse or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse or an attempt to kill, they shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for any term of years or for life or both, or may be sentenced to death. I didn't even know. Tell you how much I don't read these codes, right? I didn't even pay attention to any of that, right? So that's that one. And let's see the other one, which is this one. So first you have conspiracy, and I'll put this one in there. These are the two things that is happening to you that you don't know anything about in terms of defending this. Give me a second. I see y'all raising y'all hands in the call line. Give me a second. Let me just read this one real quick, and then I'll go to the call line. All right. So deprivation of rights under color of law. So this is what I mean by when I was saying somebody find me the code for commercial. All laws are commercial in nature, or something like that is the code, or what the code says. And it missed off, you know, robbery, rape, everything under the sun, right? Death, killing somebody, everything, right? That's color of law. It's a shade of it. It's not law. Right. So here's what they're going to say now. Deprivation of rights under color of law. So whoever under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, they're telling. You know, I wish I would just read these things the way I do. But like today's not the day for me to go into a lecture. I'm just trying to get y'all some understanding. All right. Willfully subjects any person in any state or district to be deprived of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution. I just love how they keep coming back to the Constitution, right? Or laws of the United States, or to different punishments, pains, or penalty. Pay attention to those words. On account of such person being an alien. Ooh, pay attention. Or by reason of his color or race, then are prescribed for the punishments of citizens shall be fined under this title or prison not more than 1 year or both, right? So if they just detain you and they violate you, they, you know, slap on the wrist, a year, right? So, and if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosive, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years. So that's how they get up to the 10 years. And if death results, then, you know, they can get the whole life and everything else under the sun. Let me go to the call line. I want to get y'all feedback, get y'all thoughts. I think this is something that a lot of people overstep. And like I said, I'm not the one to sit here and teach you that you should, you know, taking a contract, alter it, and send it back. That is going to cause for you to have to fulfill the role that you assumed. And you assumed the role and the part. You're playing the part that they want you to play. So now you're the defendant and everything else under the sun. So when I say court is on paper, it literally means court is on paper. It literally means don't go to their goddamn building. But that's neither here nor there. Let's get some feedback and see what people are thinking out there. 901-270, peace, what's poppin'?
What's good? Yo, peace, what's up, man?
Ain't much, what's poppin', Six? What you got for me?
Man, I am listening very heavily, and those penalties are very tough on them. Even the one that leads to death in them, and the thing that comes to mind is treason. You commit treason, that's punishable upon death.
Yeah, but, you know, they were saying, like, from the perspective of the individual, if you, the individual, suffer a loss, like, you know, it's two of y'all in the car, one person gets shot or something like that, and then they die, then that person who did that under color of law or under, what was the other one? Whatever. One was deprivation and one was under something else. I tell you, I don't memorize these codes. But whichever way, if you do it under the deprivation, or you do it under the conspiracy against the people's rights, that's the other one, then you can find yourself with the minimum of 10 to any term to life. You get what I'm saying? And or be fined. So if they cause that to happen to you, that's how they endure that type of a punishment. I just want to be clear.
Yes, yes, yes. And that leads to my next statement as to as you stated before, that if you don't know how to defend your rights, you have no rights. But if you do, you know that here's another key thing, that you can't go after them in their official capacity.
You see, I don't want to go so in depth, Six. So I know exactly where you're going, and I appreciate that because you just killed it, right? That's like,
okay,
that's icing on the cake, right? Definitely. That's definitely the creme de la creme, the cream of the crop, right? Like, so I'm not going to go that deep into it. What I want to do, though, is I want to speak to how we can affect change in our community, because I spoke to that, right? And interestingly enough, what I'm saying is we have a responsibility, those that are aware, those that are in a position. And I think about the platform that they try to restrict, like, NBA players on, and like most of these media personalities, right? or famous personalities, how stringent it is for them to speak their mind and, you know, speak out against certain things. There's a whole thing now with LeBron calling out, you know, some other race for doing something against us and so on and so forth, but nobody wants to talk about it. So, you know, he's making a big deal out of it. Y'all want to talk about Kyrie, but y'all don't want to talk about the dog. What's it? The Cowboys owner, right? Because he had some misstep with segregation and a whole bunch of shit back in the day, right? So all of this stuff is out there. My point, though, is this. We have a responsibility. Those that are strong, those that are knowledgeable, those that are equipped with the appropriate resources to be the beacon of light. I'm not saying that you need to go grab everybody by the hand and say this is the only way for us to go. I'm not saying that. What I am saying, however, is that we have a responsibility to be the beacon of light, to say, okay, I have to do for myself, my family, and in so doing, I'm going to be doing for others. Because what does it look like if you do have some of these officers willfully and knowingly violating people's rights, right? And they just happen to come across you and you go through the whole protocol and you take their feet from under them, right? how much does that improve our community and our society? You get what I'm saying? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
That is a great improvement because, for one, the average person sees that in our community. They're like, damn, how did he do that? How did he accomplish that? So that's going to draw a person towards you. And it's like, okay,
right.
This is my opportunity to lead that person to their quote-unquote freedom from, how should I put this, molestation from them.
Ooh. You are in rare form tonight, boy. God damn. I don't even want to touch that thing. You don't even know where my brain goes. You get what I'm saying? But that's a choice word right there if I ever fucking heard one. So, god damn. Keep going, boy. Keep going. I just had to pause. That shit had me rolling. God damn. That's a choice word if I ever heard one. Word of the night, people. Pay attention. God damn.
But realistically,
man,
though, man.
I didn't mean to interrupt your thought, man. I'm sorry.
Nah, that's good, though. But realistically, though, we need to get to a point where we're executing this form of protection and showing people that they can be protected.
And this is what I'm saying. Now when we change the platform, right, not to cut you, now when we change our approach to say, we're not focusing on public and private. We're talking to the everyday man and woman because everyone goes through this. Everyone's affected by a foreclosure. Everyone is affected by, or the possibility of a foreclosure. Everyone's affected by death and having to create an estate or secure an estate or administer an estate in some shape or form. Not everyone is going to have the experiences to serve in certain capacities in those administrations throughout their lifetime, but nonetheless, it's available. You get what I'm saying? So I just feel like this is the turning point of what we're trying to enforce to everyone, that we want to do our due diligence, right, to help uplift this so-called change in overstanding, this misguided approach of, you know, blind following the blind and the blind actually leading the blind, right? Because I can't tell you, and this stuff is simple to me, right? But as I said the other day, you know, when you have someone who is like a mason, you know, who acquires their skill set over and improves their trade over, you know, several years of investment, care, and dedication, it's not easy, nor is it a right, or should it be expected of that person to just divulge their knowledge for free. That's not fair. They invested it. You know, that's why you can look at a KD or a LeBron, you can admire them all day. You see their skill sets on display, but you can't just go pick that shit up. You can't. You got to go put in the work just like the next man. So I feel like I want to be the beacon for change. We want to self-educate. We don't want to rely on the mediocre stance of what has been, right? And I feel like in trying to uncomplicate some of these things, our responsibility is to show people the difference between what is reality and what is the false reality. So you hamper yourself when you don't know how to engage in contracts. So if you don't know, at the end of the day, they're always assuming and they're always presuming. So if I tell you that you take a contract and by you saying, I do not consent to this contract and write that shit on their contract, you literally changed the fucking contract. You literally did that. Why can't people understand that? Why is that so hard to receive? Like, you literally, they didn't send it to you like that. So people, what the game is, they got a copy of their original too. You think you're the only one that's playing the game? So their original said XYZ with nothing on the face of it. But they get something back, right? Because now I send you something, which is an offer, and you send me something back that's altered. Guess what I'm assuming? That you accepted my goddamn offer. So now I'm expecting that you're going to come in and play the role. You're going to play the role of defendant. And you're going to assume the straw man, that dead man, because that's who you said you were. I see other people raising their hand. Let me give them a chance to comment. Let me know your thoughts on that too, 6-4. Let me bring in 305-397. Peace.
Hey,
I don't want to leave nobody hanging, but what's popping?
I appreciate it, man. The one thing that I did want to say, right, to the point of, like, what sounded like each one teach one, you know what I'm saying? Like, in my mind, this whole thing happened, like, over a course of a very long time, right? Death by a thousand cuts, you know, little changes, and then people think it's normal, right? You know, I think each one teach one is brilliant, right? It's the only way to exponentially affect the change, if you will.
I kind of agree with that, but at the same time, it's let me tell you, man, I jokingly say these things, and I have to be careful because I'm not trying to promote this type of an attitude. I say I'm lazy at times, and I laugh it off, right, because I'm aware that I'm lazy. So that's a challenge for me, right, to find the motivation to say, you know what, I'm not going to, you know, drag my feet today. I'm not gonna, you know, cut corners today. I'm not in this time frame that I'm dedicating to doing something. You get what I'm saying? And it's a challenge. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I'm a poor example of someone who's steadfast and who can bust their ass and you know what I mean. But when my fire is lit, I'm a brilliant fucking example. Because nothing deters me, nothing stops me, nothing, right? But it's very hard for me to get that fire lit. But once it's lit, it's go time. I'm saying that people need to be aware like that. In a society that we say we're free, in a society that we say it is my right, it is my free will to do and exercise certain things, what we have believed over time is that those rights and those responsibilities, they were turned over respectively to the people we put in power. Being the so-called representatives, right? You gave these people power to represent your view or your perspective. So, like my family, you know, majority of them, they drink from the Kool-Aid, right? They drink from the public Kool-Aid, right? Anything the media says, the brain can't see past it, right? So, having a conversation, as an example, with my mom about, you know, voting and whatever the case may be. And I'm just like, look, let's just call it what it is. You're saying people should go out and vote, just as an example. And I'm saying, why should they do that? The people get up and go vote as you're clearly stating they should go vote for the president. But the people don't elect the president. So help me to understand the cause and the effect. Why would I do that? Why would I waste my time to participate in what is considered to be, what they call it, a popularity vote? Why do I give a fuck to go say this man, this one is popular or more popular than the other one? Why would I care? When in fact, the people that I should be concerned about are the people that come in these November preliminaries, right, that we're putting into power now to go and decide for us, to represent us. And say we want so-and-so to be our president because it's the electoral college that selects the president. So the people that we empower on these two-year terms or whatever the case may be, these are the individuals that are not doing what it is that you've been tasked to do. So at the end of the day, I feel like it's a merry-go-round. We're under a minute, so I apologize. But today was a good show, just getting into some of these meats and potatoes. Any final thoughts, fellas, to break us out, take us out?
Nah, man, I yield the floor. I kind of went in a little deeper than I was supposed to, but it's cool.
Listen, the word play, right? And a lot of people, they see again. If I don't pause and bring shed light on it, it's like a lot of people are gonna miss that. You know what you're talking about. I'm gonna say your audience. The audience is gonna miss it, right? But at the end of the day, mm-hmm. if they only knew how much you just exposed without saying too much, it's like. You get what I'm saying? You just basically just gave away my webinar. No, I'm just kidding. But that's it, fellas. I appreciate y'all tapping in. Y'all been consistent, man. I appreciate y'all out there. Thank y'all in the chat. Let's get it. We'll see y'all on Tuesday. All right? Peace.
Peace.